KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. As Immigration and Customs Enforcement continues Operation Metro Surge, a North Central county says that any prior agreement to work with ICE is null and void. Larissa Donovan has the story.
Last year, Cass County Sheriff Brian Welk entered a 287G agreement to assist with immigration enforcement. Attorney General Keith Ellison issued a December 12th opinion early into the operation that advised that county sheriffs cannot unilaterally enter into agreements without county board approval. Cass County Administrator Josh Stevenson says there hasn't been any action to approve such an agreement from the Board of Commissioners.
We had a couple of people show up at our January 20th meeting with what sounds like with similar concerns. And the board and our county attorney clarified that the recent opinion from Attorney General Keith Ellison makes the agreement null and void. And there is no plan to put this on the agenda or revisit it.
Welk issued a joint statement with the Leech Lake Tribal Police Chief Mike Robinson Friday, stating that their offices do not coordinate with immigration enforcement activities, which falls under federal civil law. Minnesota law dictates that local and state agencies cannot detain a person solely on immigration status. Any person held in local custody would have to meet qualifications for detention under state criminal law. The joint statement says the two departments' primary responsibilities are, quote, maintaining lawful order even as federal immigration activities proceed independently of local law enforcement. The statement also encourages residents and Leech Lake band members to verify law enforcement credentials if they have doubts or are unsure who is conducting law enforcement activity. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Attorney Chris Maddle is dropping out of the governor's race less than 2 months after entering. The Republican was gaining momentum in the crowded primary field and says Minnesota needs change. But in a lengthy video posted on social media, he says he can't, quote, support the National Republican's stated retribution on the citizens of our state.
But Operation Metro Surge has expanded far beyond its stated focus on true public safety threats. United States citizens, particularly those of color, live in fear.
Maddle says his other reason for dropping out is that national Republicans have made it nearly impossible for a Republican to win in Minnesota. He says he will return all donations made to his campaign. The alleged arsonist behind the fire that destroyed Lutzen Lodge is suing his insurance company for denying his claim on the property. Owner 41-year-old Bryce Campbell was charged in December with multiple felonies for arson and insurance fraud. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports Campbell submitted a $16.5 million insurance claim for a total loss the day of the 2024 fire. The lawsuit against the insurance company says it denied the claim that day, breaching the contract. Campbell has denied having anything to do with the fire. He next appears in Cook County Court in March. Minnesota schools are getting new materials to enhance their teaching of Native American history. An emerging book series aims to blend a more comprehensive approach with compassion and curiosity. The Native Lives series, recently launched by the Minnesota Humanities Center, provides biographies of Dakota and Ojibwe leaders and changemakers. There's a profile of Carrie Cavender Schomer, one of five remaining first language Dakota speakers. She taught in the Yellow Medicine East School District. Indian Education Director Roberta Bjerkeset says Schomer used her gifts with care and purpose to revitalize the language while enabling younger natives to embrace their identity.
Many of the times she said, and it's reflected in the book, is know who you are, and if you know the language, then you understand what it means to be Dakota.
Her district's student population is nearly 20% Native American, but Bjerkeset says the effort helps non-Native students too. She says it gives them a deeper understanding of the Upper Sioux community and pushes aside misconceptions. The Minnesota Humanities Center sends out these books with support from the Shakopee Mattawakutan Sioux community and the state's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.